ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The East Coast is bracing. A slow-moving nor'easter plowing up the coast. Millions in the path of powerful wind gusts, surging surf, and torrential rain. ABC's Morgan Norwood is in Asbury Park along the Jersey Shore.
Here in the Northeast, New Jersey's governor has declared a state of emergency covering all 21 counties, with officials urging residents to prepare for this. This heavy rain, strong winds, and potential coastal flooding from now through the end of Monday.
In the Middle East, the release of the final hostages held by Hamas expected to start tonight. The U.S. believes 20 hostages are still alive. President Trump on Air Force One traveling to Tel Aviv saying, quote, the war is over. Trump also with a warning to Russia, telling the press pool on the plane he's considering sending Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow doesn't settle the war soon. In St. Helena Island, South Carolina, authorities say at least four people killed, 16 injured in a Saturday night bar shooting. This is ABC News. It's day 11 of the government shutdown, and President Trump is directing Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to use, quote, all available funds to pay military personnel on October 15th. A spokesperson for the Office of Budget and Management says the funds Trump identified are from research and development money from the Department of War that's available for 2 years. Vice President J.D. Vance on ABC's This Week Today, asked by George Stephanopoulos about the FBI surveillance audio recording of now White House Border Czar Tom Homan accepting $50,000 of cash last year in a paper bag. Vance refusing to answer whether Homan kept the money, later saying,
I don't know what tape you're referring to, George. I saw media reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe. There's no evidence of that.
The allegations stem from an undercover FBI sting in September of 2024. Homan allegedly agreeing to help them secure government contracts if Trump won the presidential election. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Green Bay weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs near 60.
It's 57 at our studios.
WGBW. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you.
Strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love, I need you, oh, oh, I need you, but all you do is treat me bad, break my heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up. Stay, need ya, need ya,
baby love, ooh, baby love, baby love.
ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young.
Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud you die.
They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. Wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside.
Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live.
Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return,
will return, will return.
It's another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone.
don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
Time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No, he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you.
It's another Segway Sunday, an exclusive of 97.9 WGBW.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like
taking it slow. So happy I found I still can't smile. Handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
It's another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGPW.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. About that little lady, and the lady is mine. But she's never in the way, always something nice to say. What a blessing! I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing. She's a she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady, and the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. She's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah.
should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
News. I'm Dave Packer. President Trump on his way to Tel Aviv, optimistic that the ceasefire in Gaza is now permanent, telling reporters on Air Force One.
War is over. The war is over, okay? You understand that?
The release of the remaining hostages in Gaza could begin as soon as 11 p.m. or midnight Eastern. Also, as part of the ceasefire, we could also see the release of more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees being held by Israel. Meanwhile, U.S. troops have started arriving in Israel, where they're establishing a coordination center to support and monitor the ceasefire. A big storm on the East Coast, the Nor'easter, threatening to bring significant coastal flooding to the region for days. States of emergency in New Jersey and New York. Day 11 of the government shutdown, a federal health official saying in the process of laying off large numbers of health employees, the Trump administration mistakenly issued a reduction in force notices to members of key CDC offices due to a coding error. This is ABC News. Two deadly mass shootings in Mississippi after high school football games Friday. The death toll climbing in the shooting in Leland. ABC's Olivia Rubin.
A shooting that occurred at an event after a homecoming sort of event, not on campus, but officials originally saying